from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
With Cam Ward, I know you've watched him, and I want to pump the brakes a little bit because I haven't seen him play in this division against this type of teams, SEC teams, ACC teams.
Y'all brought in this great quarterback, and we have to see what happens. Everything's around Cam Ward, this team, Mario Cristobal getting this team going back to that old Canes thing. Well, we've heard that too many times. Y'all are favored in games, but I understand that. But I told you, I'm not betting either way because of the fact that these are two teams that have a bunch of new players trying to figure out what's going on. There is an advantage for me and the Gators playing in Gainesville. 96,000 plus screaming and yelling. Has Cam Ward seen that at Washington State, whatever the hell he was? I'm telling you, Hawk, who is going to walk out there and see this crowd in Gainesville? It's not going to be as easy as you think. This ain't no cakewalk.
23-9 in college football playing against the West Coast garbage-ass team? Listen, I hope Cam Ward becomes Cam Newton. I really do. But you do not know what he is. That could have been against Rice. What if he had 5 touchdowns against Rice? Do those count? But he's transferring, so he wasn't balling wherever the hell he was. What was it, Wisconsin or Nebraska, some damn where? Where was he at?
I think it was like Washington or
Washington
something.
Washington State.
Washington State, and obviously somebody was playing over him.
But I'm saying it's not going to be as easy as y'all think it is. These are two teams that they don't know who they are, and we're going to figure it out next Saturday.
Who was that butt wipe?
Is this the guy who wants us to buy his seasonings?
Man. I didn't say all that. Was that AI? That had to be AI.
That was ASS. Oh, man. You are lucky FSU is as bad as they are, because it takes a little bit of the focus of how bad your team is.
Oh, goodness gracious. FSU will run us out of a stadium. Are
man,
you kidding me?
We did a show yesterday, Solana and I. Crowder was off, and so we haven't talked about it with Crowder yet. I mean, you had to be, Solana put that together, about you talking about Cam Ward. You had to be impressed with what you saw from him, right? What were your impressions?
Cam Ward, the Heisman hopeful, all that stuff, it's legit. That last touchdown, running to his left, letting that thing go, BB on the back of it, bro, Cam Ward is legit. He has a arm. And he makes it look so easy.
He looked casual, right? Like it was, but that's a guy who, I was saying this yesterday, that's a guy who obviously trusts his own abilities, but also trusts the team that he has around him. But he looked like just casual when he would drop back.
Restrepo's touchdown, that wasn't 10 yards. That was 30 in the air on a rope. I honestly can't even, you know. I was wrong. I don't say that very often, and I love the montage, Solana, go to hell. Bro, Cam Ward is legit. And Geno told us, I told you the thing that scared me when Geno said, he was like, you know, he's my friend. He was like, hey, Channing, just let me know. I'm going to let you know. He can spin it now. He can spin it. Listen, Cam Ward is a bad man. I'm not going to lie to you. Cam can play.
I said yesterday, and now after having watched last night's FSU game, it is just a great time to be a Hurricane right now when it comes to football in the state of Florida, because I think the toughest Canes game in state is either going to be FAMU this Saturday or USF in a couple of weeks. FSU looks like straight up garbage.
Ugalagalele, whatever his name is.
Ugalagalele had, what is the backstory? John Michaels is going to join us today. He can probably tell us. Was FSU in the mix for Cam Ward? And he ended up choosing UM, so they got DJ Ugalele.
Is that the story? Because boy,
I don't know.
They got the wrong one.
I don't know. We'll have John Michaels explain it. But
I don't need to see any more games. They got the wrong guy.
Your Gators team.
Terrible.
I mean, I don't know how dominant the Hurricanes are or how bad that Gators team is, but that was laying an egg in front of 90,000 fans. But you kind of knew what to expect. Like everything that we'd heard going into this matchup, that Cam Ward, like you said, can spin it, and that the Gators, their total wins for the season was set at 4.5. Like, because the pundits got it wrong with FSU.
Yeah.
They're 0-2. They got it wrong with FSU. They seem to have gotten it right with the Gators and the University of Miami, because that game played out kind of the scenario that a lot of people were saying that it would.
If you don't put the DJ Lagway in that game, that's a Eastern Carolina score. That's a 40-3 game.
Are Gators fans calling for him now? Do they want him to be the starter?
I was wrong on Cam. I was right on Mertz. I've been saying it. I told them start DJ Lagway from the beginning. Yes. And if they're not, they're crazy. Graham Mertz was confused.
Oh. Breaking news here. Going on, Solana. I haven't even looked. Just play out the breaking news bed. We paid for it, so we want to get every second out of it.
Guys, correct me if I'm wrong. How many teams make the new updated college football playoff format again this year?
12? Mm-hmm. 12. Is the new poll released?
Right. The Miami Hurricanes are number 12 in the AP poll. They beat
Let's
the Cardinals.
Go! Let's go!
Oh. Woo!
Let's go!
Well deserved.
Be in the top 10, in my opinion.
Oh, well deserved. They will be.
Although you open the season and beat a cupcake like Florida, there's only so many spots you can move up.
Listen, man, it wasn't just a win. It was a butt whooping. They could have scored 60. They could have scored.
I felt that way.
They could have. How do you have to take your foot off the gas on the Gators at home? It was ridiculous, man. No, they have something put together physically too. They were choking us to death. The defense.
Well, that was the thing I was saying yesterday. You had talked about so many times, you know, about the size on the offensive line, defensive line. That offensive line for the Miami Hurricanes was as impressive as hell.
We couldn't do anything in that defensive line. Man, when we had the throw, man, Mertz was back there looking crazy. He couldn't even take his hand off the ball. He wasn't even thinking about throwing it. He was thinking about getting hit in the back of his head every time. It was impressive. I'll tell you, they are justified 12, and they'll be top 10 here in no time. They can play ball.
Yeah, how does the poll look, Solana? So it's I'm guessing Georgia's one still, and then what?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Georgia is number one, as you mentioned. Ohio State jumps up to number two. They played Akron, I believe. It was an easy victory. Texas is up to number three. They play a big matchup this week on the road at Michigan. Michigan also in the top 10. They're number 10. In fact, Alabama's number four. Notre Dame, big time victory at College Park Station this week. So they move up from 7 to 5. Ole Miss, number 6. Oregon, number 7. Penn State, they beat West Virginia, up to 8. Missouri, 9. Michigan, 10. Utah is 11. The Miami Hurricanes are 12. And USC went from 20 to number 13. They beat the 13th ranked LSU Tigers. So they move up precipitously as well. I'm just looking here, gentlemen. FSU out of the top 25.
Oh, I couldn't see that coming.
What?
They should be out of the ACC. They should. The ACC should turn around and countersue them. We want you to leave now.
We embarrassed you last year, huh? Yeah. Well, what are you doing to us this year?
They should get relegated to the FCS.
Relegate them.
they're bad.
Bum team.
Bums.
And I'm just
Who'd you say is ranked above UM?
Above UM. So UM is 12. 11 is Utah.
Now what's their team name?
The Utes.
A two what? A two what?
Utes.
A two what? Like Solano was actually looking back at the bowl, like I was trying to
bite that line every time. He gets me too.
The second I read it, I'm like, oh man, I know where this is going.
To what?
I'm gonna bite that loop.
What is
every
a
time.
Ute?
Pretty much half of the teams in the top 25, the Florida Gators still have left on their schedule this season.
Bro, this Gators team, FSU, I mean, we are looking at a complete, like, seismic shift in the way the major colleges are looked at in Florida when it comes to football, because the nation is talking about UM. Mm-hmm. I said this yesterday, like, people love when a team like the Canes goes into Gainesville and does what they did on Saturday. People are on notice, and it's a fairly easy schedule. Like, so you've got FAMU this Saturday, then it's Ball State. Mm-hmm. And then who is it? Is it Georgia Tech after that, Solana?
USF after that on the road.
USF
after
that.
Yeah.
Come on, Bulls. Let's go, Bulls. Gotta cheer for somebody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.